Now, will you notice verse 6? This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given, and the king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. Now it says he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses. Well, may I say that this man was not able to execute the office of priest, so he spent his time studying the Word of God. And now he's going to be able to use that, by the way. And you'll find here, this man is labeled that again and again. Verse 11, we're told. Now, this is the copy of the letter that the king Artaxerxes gave unto Ezra, the priest, the scribe, even a scribe of the words of the commandments of the Lord and of his statutes of Israel. And then if you drop down to verse 21, you find, "And I, even I, Artaxerxes the king, do make a decree to all the treasures which are beyond the river, that whatsoever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, shall require of you, it be done speedily." You see, he had a reputation down in Babylon, and especially even with the king, he was a scribe of the words of the Lord God. He had that reputation. He was a teacher of the Word of God. Now we are told that there was another great wave of revival among the people, and about 2,000 now want to go back. There went up some of the children of Israel, and of the priests, and the Levites, and the singers, the porters, the Nethinims unto Jerusalem in the 7th year of Artaxerxes the king. He came to Jerusalem in the 5th month, which was in the 7th year of the king, and upon the first day of the 1st month began he to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the 5th month came he to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him. Now, it took him almost 4 months, in fact, almost 5 months, to make this trip. You can see he didn't go by 747 jet stream at all, or the jetliner. He went by foot. It took that long to make the trip. It was a long, arduous trip in that day. Now we are told in verse 10 again, "For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments." Now this man had prepared his heart for the day they would return. He knew it was coming. He had faith in God to know it was coming. And he prepared his heart, and he studied the law of the Lord. That is, he studied the law of Moses. The book of Joshua was in existence in that day. It's the belief of many that he wrote 1st and 2nd Chronicles. Well, this man gave his heart and life to the study of it. But not only to study it, but to do it. Oh my, that's so important. One thing to study it, another thing to do it. And then he wanted to teach it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. He wanted to do that.